way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Happy Festivus.
Yeah, it is. Airing of the grievances.
Yes.
Got a lot of problems with you people. Kuga. Yeah, that's a classic episode.
It
wasn't
is.
Even called Festivus, by the way. It was called The Strike, because that was when Kramer had a job at the bagel place.
That's right, and he went on strike.
It's like H&H Bagel or something like that.
Little did they know they were starting for decades to come.
It was actually based off of like somebody who worked on the set. I don't know if it was a producer or something like that. That somebody, their father did something similar, and they kind of based it off of that.
Okay. That's weird to think that someone actually did something like that.
Yeah.
Airing of the grievances, huh?
Welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast.
This is our Christmas episode.
Our Christmas special.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so special.
Joseph.
We've been planning this one for, what, 5-6 weeks? We've been jotting down. We didn't know. I'm kidding.
I was going to say 5 or 6 minutes.
Nothing. Our planning involved. Do you want to go record? Yeah. Let's record.
Yeah.
But yeah, welcome.
Not a lot of prep time on this. It's Christmas. We've been busy.
Got a lot to do.
Yeah.
We've been doing a lot.
Yeah. Been doing, shopping and stuff like that.
And like many people, we're experiencing the woes of the USPS and delivery delays and things of the such.
Yep.
And whatnot.
Gotta give it to Amazon. High five to them. They were killing it this year. Their stuff was always on time. Multiple shipments a day at our house.
Two today, in fact, as well. Yep. We got, one of those, though, was my my surplus of vitamins. So here we go. I'll tell you. There was a paper that was released based on a study or something where like 100 doctors and scientists basically singing the praises of vitamin D and how vitamin D deficiency played into so many people who've been afflicted with COVID.
Right.
So they're recommending 4,000 IUs a day.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And I've been taking it. You take it.
Yes, I've been taking it for years.
My concern was, just like happened early in this COVID thing, where people started buying vitamin C and zinc because they magically thought it would, cure them, and they've never taken shit in their lives. Bought up that, and it was hard to get for a little while.
That's right, it was.
Same thing with my echinacea, which was annoying, because I've been swearing by that stuff for years now. But I proactively went on Amazon and ordered 3 more bottles of C, 3 more bottles of zinc, and 3 more bottles of D. So we're good for potentially until the next pandemic, I mean, at this rate.
Does that stuff have a shelf life? The bottle that I have of the D that, because I've been taking it for years, was like 300 tablets. So I was set for like almost a year.
Yeah, we're good.
For like 10 months, yeah.
We're definitely good.
I was good. So yeah, we're really,
So yeah, if you're listening out there, make sure you take vitamin D. Now that I have some, I can promote using it.
You don't want everybody to scoop it up on you?
Yeah, no.
All right.
It would be terrible. It would
be the hot
awful.
Gift for Christmas this year.
It is. Vitamin D. Give somebody the D for Christmas. By the way, your gift is not wrapped. Oh, hello.
It's not wrapped?
Yeah, never mind. That went over your head.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's been Christmas, and we've been doing all kinds of Christmassy stuff. We have to do our wrapping tonight, which will be a couple of hours in and of itself. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff.
It's a WW night.
I don't know what that means. Oh, I do. Wrapping and wine.
There you go.
Right. Woo.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, baby. WWE. Wrapping and wine evening. We can go even that far and promote it as wrestling.
There we go.
Yeah. Wrestling.
Wrestling.
Wrestle.
Wrestlers.
Razzle dazzle.
Yeah, boy.
The bedazzler. Bejeweled. Bewitched.
Speaking of the bedazzler, that's what I got you for Christmas.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Because we saw that lady with that hat the other day in a parking lot that was all bedazzled out.
Yep.
And God
and
damn.
And you got so excited.
I wasn't excited. I was jealous.
Yeah, well, now you can make your own.
Think about that. The level of creativity and just in imagination and ingenuity it took for her to take a basic baseball hat and turn it into what some might consider a mosaic work of art.
It was gem-filled.
It was gorgeous. If I were her, I wouldn't wear that in public. Somebody's going to take that.
Right?
Somebody would steal and mug her just for that hat. She may have hundreds of dollars of cash on her, and they'd be like, just the hat, lady. And she might not want to give it up. There's a lot of work went into that. But anyway, mm-hmm. thank you, first, for spoiling my Christmas gift, but secondly, for getting the Bedazzler, because that is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I try to, you know, I aim to please.
You know me. You know what I want, what I really, really want. I like to spice things up.
Oh, my God. It's got to stop. It's got to stop, right?
It can't stop. Won't stop.
Wow. You are just rolling today.
I know. We're doing it a little bit earlier than normal.
Yeah.
I have all my faculties, apparently, because I'm just like hitting them out of the park so far.
Are you a superintendent? You have faculty?
Yes. I have a large staff. Giggity. You were saying?
You said you have a large staff.
Yep. That was the joke.
Well, keeping in line with Christmas, are you a shepherd?
Am I a shepherd?
Yeah.
No. I do enjoy a good pie sometimes.
Now you're Irish.
Is that a shepherd's pie is Irish?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I like potatoes. Why would you ask if I'm a shepherd?
Because they're the only ones I know that carry a long staff.
Oh, like a walking stick, like a shillelagh, shenene, shaniqua, shanana, Shaquille O'Neal?
I don't know.
Shut the fuck up, Joe.
You've lost me. I don't even remember what we're talking about anymore.
We're talking about wrapping gifts, Christmas, all kinds of stuff.
Speaking of Christmas.
Oh.
So, we've been through many Christmases.
Truth.
Think about your life. What is the best Christmas or the best memory you have from a Christmas?
Oh, my God.
Christmas past.
Put me on the spot here,
yeah,
sister.
Yeah, making you think.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to think on these things. The best Christmas?
Yeah, like one that stands out. Because, I mean, you know, we've lived through 40-some years of Christmases.
Yeah.
We've had 40 that you can remember, probably, right? Or
everyone I get to spend with you is the best one, honey.
Oh, God.
No, but seriously.
What do you think of?
I don't think about that shit ever. So...
So if I flip
I have
it
lived 48, 9 Christmases.
And
what
just
about
thinking
you?
About it, do you yeah. think you don't like think, oh, Christmas past. Like there's not one that pops in your head, you're like,
you know what?
Man, I got this awesome gift when I was 8 and it was just what I wanted.
No, my gifts when I were 8 were when I got when I was 8 were terrible. And I still to this day tell my parents 1980 was the worst Christmas ever. I hold that against them. So 8 was a bad example to go by. But yeah, the Christmas we went when I was in high school, we went to London for Christmas one year.
Okay. And that was hard for you to think about?
Yes. Because it's not like a gift. That's like an event. Going to London was probably like one of the coolest Christmas memories. What about you? You got one in the barrel? Ready to fire off?
No. Oh. I spent so much time making fun of you that I don't have one. It wasn't like I planned this question. It was just something I thought of spontaneously.
Oh, wow.
So, let me think. If I had to go best Christmases, oof. See, I would have to say, because both Corey and Mark's birthday were, like, Corey's birthday's in December, Mark's was in October. So, like, their first Christmases were always pretty cool.
They were baby babies, yeah.
Yeah. Those were always pretty cool.
Baby, baby, baby. That was Rudy Huxtable from the Stevie Wonder episode of The Cosby Show.
Yeah, but she sang it so much better than you.
What was Theo doing?
Jamming on the
there
one.
There you go.
Jamming on the So flipping that question, is there ever a Christmas that you remember that was really awful besides your 8th Christmas?
1980, yeah, 1980 for sure stands out as one of the worst in potentially American history. If I wrote that stuff down, it would be a story that others would tell.
There you go. Do you remember? Do you remember your first Christmas when you realized Santa wasn't real?
Yes, we lived in Texas.
Well, I shouldn't say he wasn't real, but that you know.
You just said it. It was when we lived in Duncanville, Texas, which would have put me at like second grade, end of first grade, into second grade, whatever it was, around there. It must have been second grade. Because upon very careful analysis of the morning's gifts left by Santa, I recognized a very, very similar pattern in Santa's handwriting to that of my mother's. And it looked exactly like her. It was
begin
her writing.
Move, man.
Yeah.
Begin
well, she
move.
Had already quite a few years in on this, and it was just, you know, they were mailing it in. And you know what Christmas that was? That was right before 1980. So, way to go. That's 2 years in a row. You guys sucked.
Wow.
Wow, do you have one that were when, I'm sorry, when you found out that there was no Santa?
You know, I don't know that I can remember finding out that there was no Santa.
You still believe?
That.
Did I just ruin it for you?
Yes.
Oh, shit. My bad. We can edit that part out.
But I remember when Santa stopped coming, and I was devastated.
Whoa. When was that? When you were like 3?
This particular year. I want to say, was I in
was
like
it 1980?
Fourth grade? No, I think I was in like 4th grade, maybe. Around there, I'm going to guess. So what are you, like 9? I remember waking up on Christmas morning and it was so sad because there was no present from Santa.
Wow. There always has to be something
and,
from
and
Santa.
Like, and I like convinced myself that maybe, you know, because, you know, my parents both work. My mom used to work nights. So I convinced myself that maybe Santa would come the next day. He didn't.
He didn't. He just skipped over your house that year.
Yeah.
Maybe you were extra bad.
Come on now.
Santa might have been like, I've seen what's going on in that fucking house this year, and you're not getting anything. In fact, you're already on the naughty list for next year, so you better make some changes. That's what happened, probably.
No.
Yeah. We have to still do our annual viewing of Love Actually, too. Speaking of Christmas.
That's true.
Yes. Everybody likes that movie. And if you don't like that movie, you're
go to hell.
A Nazi. You might be communist as well, and
true.
You probably still think there should be segregation. It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie, and people. It's funny because we've seen things where people are like analyzing things about it. I'm like, just fucking watch the movie. It's great.
You are yes, absolutely right. There are some people that absolutely hate the movie. They've analyzed it, and it doesn't make sense to them. And the,
yeah.
this, and they try to poke. It's just goofy, fun.
And if you really look at it from like
sweet kind of Christmas movie.
Yeah, from like even like a screenplay perspective, like it's really well written how all of those stories are intertwined.
Kind of tie together.
Yeah, it's really good. So anyway, we watch that every year.
We do?
Yeah.
So we'll have to do that tonight while we are
while
having
we
our WWE
do our
evening.
WWE event. Yeah, no suplexes during the watching of Love Actually, please.
Aww.
Yeah, no, it's banned. It's a banned move now. Actually, any move. We're not going to be wrestling.
Why you always got to ruin my phone?
Actually, I'm going to change it to WWF. Rapping, wine, and fun. So there. So you can't wrestle
the
now.
World
it's not
WWF. World Wildlife Federation?
Yeah. Why not?
I feel like we live in the World Wildlife Federation in our house sometimes.
Yeah, it feels
like
with
all
like
these
it.
Animals.
With all the mud.
Ugh.
Ugh.
It is mud
That's
season,
right.
isn't it?
So I can lay a couple of interesting Christmas facts, since it's a Christmas special. Some little-known facts about Christmas. Are you ready for these?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that mistletoe, or as it is more well known, is the Viscum album? That's the
plant
botanist.
Name? The scientific name,
I guess. Yeah, scientific. The yeah,
okay.
scientific. We'll call it. That means dung on a twig in Anglo-Saxon. Dung on a twig.
Dung on a twig.
Yeah. So
all right.
That plant, Viscum album, aka mistletoe.
What?
AKA chocolate thunder, is actually spreads through bird droppings. Like they eat the plant and then spread the seeds while they poop. So
okay.
sometimes it wouldn't be surprising if maybe your windshield actually grew mistletoe, because there's a lot of bird poop on my windshield sometimes.
Does mistletoe grow here?
No, it's not around here.
It's not indigenous, but why couldn't it?
Should there be Indigenous Plants Day?
Well, I mean, where does it grow?
I don't know. I didn't do a lot of research on this. I just found some silly
yes.
things.
Jesus. Joe level research.
Christ.
Here you go.
It's supposed
for
to
the love of God.
It's supposed to be a fun episode, and you're already turning it into something I don't like. Jesus, man.
You should be used to that, living with me.
The fun sucker. Sucks all the
I've
fun.
How many times have I been called that by someone?
Many. It's going to be on your headstone. If you get one.
A.K.A. Fun Sucker.
No, it's not going to say A.K.A. It's literally just going to say Fun Sucker. It's not going to even have your name.
I want to know how you're going to pull that off, because you're already going to be gone.
People will be walking through the cemetery going, oh, let's see, Klaus, oh, Orlowski, Fun Sucker? Like Fun Sucker? I'll try and pronounce it fancy to make it sound better. Well, people are going to try and wrap their head around it. Yeah. Maybe I'll maybe we'll bury you in that German part of the cemetery so it will fit in a little bit more.
Can't do that.
Watch me.
They won't let me in.
Yeah, they will.
I have no German.
I have a little bit of German in me.
Well, then you, I'll bury you there. How's that?
Just bury me in the backyard after you bury my heart at Wounded Knee.
I believe we've covered this topic.
This is,
you're going to be, you're going to be.
Speaking of indigenous, my cremated. My hereditary. This is something I heard before, but it came up on this as well. Denny's. Are you familiar with the restaurant Denny's?
I am.
There's a local one. I think there's one around here. A
couple of them.
Yeah. It's regional to Buffalo. I don't think it's.
Is it?
Yeah. But
are you sure?
I'm not sure. No, actually, they're everywhere. They have their motto is like they're always open. That was their thing since they opened officially, like as a chain. They're always open. So they decided to give the employees the day off for Christmas in 1988. For the first time, they're going to like close it down.
Whoa.
Right. Problem was there were 700 franchises at the time, or 700 of the franchises at the time, I should say, had no locks because of that always open policy. So in order to do the give the people the day off, they had to get people in there to put locks on those doors with last minute installations.
That's pretty that's kind of weird.
It is
actually.
Weird. You think they'd want locks on their, but if somebody's always there and if there's always a staff, I guess.
Yeah, but it's a building and it has a door. So like when that building, wherever restaurant it is, and they put in a door, it hit a lock.
Denny's didn't put locks on them. Isn't that funny?
That's just weird.
Like we're closing for Christmas. Fuck, this is going to cost us way more than we thought. So that's 700 doors times how many, how much per door? God.
Are they independently owned and operated?
I don't know. I did not do research, as you might expect.
Yes, we know.
As you would expect. Yeah. Where's another good one I saw here? There's some funny things here. Yeah. The Forbes, the financial people, calculated Santa Claus's net worth. And concluded he would have to be worth around infinity to pull off everything he does, which makes him the richest person in the world, fictional or otherwise.
Yep.
Yeah, and also to do what he does, there were some other science nerds that went in and said he would have to travel average speed of 5.083 million miles per hour based on a 24-hour cycle to hit each household on Christmas Eve. 5 million miles per hour. So the speed of light is 671 miles per hour. So I'm not going to do the math, but it's countless times more than the speed of light.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, Rudolph, he goes pretty fast.
Yeah, man.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer.
And he's got time to eat all the cookies and milk and shit?
Well, he needs it to fuel himself because he's got to go that fast.
Well, he's not the one doing the flying. He's just sitting
well,
in
I know,
a
but
sleigh.
He's still got to move fast.
Oh, my God. He moves fast. Yeah, it looks like probably one of those space like, tests they do.
Done.
Where their cheeks and stuff are flapping because it's moving so fast. The
right.
Centrifugal force thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's how his cheeks get so rosy.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there's a couple interesting Christmas facts for you. Because those are things you didn't know before, as much as you claim to be the world's leading expert on Christmas. Clearly, there's some things.
I never said I was an expert on Christmas.
You were just talking about this last night. You said there's probably maybe one or two people in this world that know more about Christmas than me. And you said one of them is Santa Claus. Which really means you think there's only one other person in this world that knows more about Christmas. And I'd be interested to know who that was. Since you're so braggadocious about your Xmas knowledge.
I just love Christmas. Christmas, my favorite.
Well, then stop singing the praises of how much you know.
Don't make me start singing Christmas carols.
Anything you sing is a carol.
I am Christmas carol.
Good old party boob singing.
Speaking of Christmas and reindeer and whatnot, there's one guy in, I believe it was Georgia, who's sitting in jail today.
Is it George Foreman? Because he's from Georgia.
He's sitting in jail on $5,000 bail.
Just
for
like
shining
literally
a
today?
Light on deer.
Oh, was he hunting, though? Was he spotlighting the deers?
He was spotlighting.
That's illegal.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, really?
I had no idea that was a thing until I read this article. I'm like, wait, what? But it wasn't a real deer. That's how they caught him.
Like
they were onto
thing?
Him, and it was a decoy deer that
they
set up. And, they got him.
Wow.
Not coincidentally, but additionally, he happened to have some methamphetamines on him as well.
On him or in him?
So he had a slew of charges, but spotlighting was one of them.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's so funny.
And I'll share this because in case there is some other ignorant person out there that didn't know what this was, because I didn't know. Spotlighting, apparently, in when it's dark out, if you shine a bright light into their eyes, it makes them blind for a moment.
It makes
them easier to hunt.
Well, does it make them blind? Is that what it is? I just thought they were just like dumb creatures that like didn't know what to do when they like look into the light.
No, apparently.
They thought like,
it
my time's up.
Them
going towards the light.
Yes. It blinds them for a short
time. Oh, gotcha.
So it makes them easier to hunt.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We should try that out. We always have those deer laying in our yard.
No, we are not.
We're not
going to
hunt them, but we can just shine the light in them and see if they freeze.
Mean. How can you tell? They're usually frozen.
Yeah, they're usually taking a nap over there in the yard. Lazy bastards.
These 6 or 7 of them that live in the yard.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's some good Christmas facts for everybody out there. I think everybody learned something today. I think
which is new when they're listening to our
podcast. Yes, most of the time your IQ goes down if you listen to this. In fact, I was looking at our stats, and between yesterday and today, somebody started from the scratch again. They're through like episodes 1 through 7 at this point, I think. So I don't know who you are,
welcome,
but thanks for
madness.
Listening. When you get to number 23, whatever, this is your shout out. You got to make it that far to know that we talked about you.
That's right.
And if you want to come on the show, too bad. We don't have guests. Unless they're blood relatives that we spawned.
That's funny.
I got to put that disclaimer out there. All right. What's
why?
Up? Because I don't want to, like, you know, any other, just somebody's like, hey, I'm your cousin or your brother or something like that. I want to be on the podcast. We're like, pfft.
But you can't make that like an official rule. What if we change our mind?
Then we'll amend the rule. It's like
what
in
are you,
tag.
A politician?
It's like in tag where they can all call a truce and vote on an amend rule. No punching in the asshole.
Like, yes.
I speed bag Hoagie. Did you have something you wanted to share with
it's
the world?
That time.
Oh, let's see if this is going to work because we've talked about this.
Yes, and I think you have finally stepped up and...
I'm getting there. I'm working on it. It's a little...
Carried your own here. We'll see how this goes,
stuff,
guys. So it is time for the Facebook Marketplace post. Facebook Marketplace post of the day. That was great.
There you go. You've got
it. Love it.
You've got a theme song now.
So today's Facebook.
I actually hired somebody else to sing that because I listened to your recording. It was rough, so I got somebody with a really beautiful voice, as you can tell.
Right,
to
that's a good
come in
move.
And re-record that.
Good move.
Yeah,
good move.
Thank you. We have to talk about finances, though. Anyway.
So.
Yes.
Today's Facebook Marketplace post is a shout out to a previous episode of ours.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Oh. Which episode? Am I going to be able to guess?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, right.
So previously on one of our episodes, we discussed the Poop Map app.
Poop Map app,
Poop
yes.
Map app, where you can log and rate different public bathrooms.
Shout out to the Virginia faction of your family.
Yes, that actually utilized the Poop Map app.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, and maybe I should have gotten this and sent it to him. Anyways, so today, or I shouldn't say today, but one of the big things now are, you know, like the little signs people have hanging in their house. They kind of look like, you know, farmish, and they're a little rustic is the word I'm looking
yes.
for. But they've got ones that say believe, and our family, you know, plays, loves, laughs, you know, all that kind of good stuff.
Yep.
Well, this one was a little bit special because this one said, just quote, would poop here again. And it had 5 stars.
This was on Facebook Marketplace. You saw this?
Yep.
Really?
So you can get this actual the sign.
I'm kind of hoping that I unwrap this tomorrow morning for Christmas.
$15. On Facebook Marketplace.
Did you legit, aside from saving it for this podcast, I think we need that. I want to see it after this. Let's see what it looks like.
So I do have it marked if you would like it. It's an all wooden high quality sign with hanging hardware on the back. It is a 9x9 inch sign.
Hmm, that might fit perfectly on one of the empty
walls. And it is by
Simply
Signs by Kelsey. If you want to go to her page, check her out.
Oh, nope. I know her.
No, you don't.
Not doing it.
You
She's
do
a
not.
Piece of shit person.
Boy.
I'm
anyways.
Not buying anything that will support her. Fucking Kelsey.
You're
so I don't have my bumper. I was trying to work on it for the celebrity death update, but I don't have it yet.
Do you want me to create one?
No. We've heard what you can create. I don't know that we should have, but we did. So my celebrity death update is that Hall of Fame football player Kevin Green is dead. Did you know that marijuana was initially made illegal in 1937. And one of the key things that made it illegal was a doctor or scientist, whatever, testifying that the drug made white women want to be with black men. That was the rationale for making it illegal. Part of the rationale. Isn't that crazy?
I'm not sure I believe that. Well, was that something you read on the internet, on the interwebs?
Everything I read is from the internet. Jeez.
Do you have a bibliography on
that? But that made me think, you know, it really... I can sum that up a little bit more easily.
No.
Is that the THC makes girls want the BBC? Is how I kind of came down to that. that's my
so
summation
bad.
Of that. Yeah. So watch
bad.
Out, guys. If you're if your girls are, you know what I'm saying. Just watch out. Track those phones or something. Maybe keep an eye on them. Any other Christmas joy you want to spread on the world before?
Christmas joy.
Christmas joy, baby.
Christmas joy.
Yep. I had some more penguin stuff, but I'm going to save it.
Save those?
Penguin.
No, but you know what? One of the other, I don't know if it was a fond memory, but one of these things that I remember from being a kid that we used to get, that we got on Christmas.
Salt Licks.
Our Commodore 64 computer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I think it might have been a joint gift for me and my brother.
Oh, you say joint gift, like we were just talking about pot. So, good segue.
Sure.
All right, nice. Yeah, we got, I think our first one wasn't, it was the Atari, it wasn't the basic Atari one. We got the one that was actually had like a keyboard 2 kind of thing. So it was probably like the Atari version of the Commodore 64.
Right.
But you still plopped cartridges in there and stuff like that.
The floppy disk?
No, that wasn't a floppy disk. These were cartridges, fool. Jesus. Yeah, those are good. Those are fun. Buy a retro game of those or something like that. That would be a good time.
Oh, Atari was awesome.
Yeah, but we buy that stuff sometimes. Like, we have one. I got one for Sega Genesis.
And we played it a few times.
Yeah, not enough. Like, I actually literally have the game NBA Jam, which is my favorite game on there. I never play it.
Why?
Because I don't. You got other stuff to do, man. I'm a grown-ass adult.
No, you don't.
Ain't nobody got time for that. True. So, we're going to wrap it up.
Oh, before we wrap it up.
We're going to wrap it up.
Wait, I got to sneak in one more
I'm
thing.
I'm already starting to wrap.
I know, but I got to sneak in one more thing.
All right. I'm going to mess up my wrap up.
Oh, boy. I got to say happy birthday. It's a big one.
Whoa. To whom?
To my brother. Because you know his birthday is tomorrow.
He's turning,
Eve.
61? Is that?
He might. You're lucky he doesn't live here. happy birthday, Polly. Big 5-0.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's Big 5-0. Happy birthday. Yeah. Nice. Congrats.
Congrats.
Congrats on making it for half a century.
Yep.
I'll be in that elite club in what, like 14 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Well, we're done here then. We're going to go wrap gifts. We're going to get ready for Christmas.
Yes.
Hope everybody has an awesome, super
happy,
fun,
healthy,
enjoyable
Christmas.
Stay safe. Enjoy your family. Follow the rules, but still see your family. Everybody needs to see family right now. It's been a shitty freaking year, so do something normal. You'll appreciate it.
All right.
I love you.
I love you.
Talk to you next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.